A huge earthquake rocked Taiwan. And prisoners in New York are suing to see the solar eclipse. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Taiwan this morning. This was how it sounded at Taipei Songshan Airport when the quake hit. That's from a video taken by Chung Hao Cheng via Specti. This was the largest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. It killed 9 people and injured more than 800 others, according to Taiwan's fire department. Dozens of aftershocks have continued to rock the region. The quake knocked out electricity and internet for thousands of people. It damaged buildings and caused landslides. Manufacturing operations, schools, and trains were suspended, and rescue efforts are underway. The quake also prompted tsunami warnings and evacuations in Japan and Taiwan, but U.S. officials said that threat has now largely passed. This is a developing story, so check out our site for the latest updates. Number 2. President Biden said he was outraged by the killing of aid workers in Gaza. On Monday, a series of Israeli airstrikes killed 7 workers and volunteers with the food aid nonprofit World Central Kitchen. That organization was founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and it's been working to distribute food in the Gaza Strip, where people are facing famine. The World Central Kitchen team was traveling in 3 clearly marked vehicles and had cleared its movements with the Israeli military before the attack. A dual U.S.-Canadian citizen and other foreign nationals were among those killed. The attack has drawn international condemnation. In a statement yesterday evening, Biden called the aid workers brave and selfless and said Israel has not done enough to protect civilians. Israel's prime minister expressed regret for the incident yesterday. Number 3. Donald Trump was called out by the family of a woman who was killed in Michigan. At a campaign event yesterday in Grand Rapids, Trump claimed he had spoken to the family of Ruby Garcia. Officials say Garcia was fatally shot last month by a man who they say entered the country illegally. Here's what Trump said.
Ruby's loved ones and community are left grieving for this incredible young woman, remembering what they called her. They said she had just this most contagious laughter, and when she walked into a room, she lit up that room. And I've heard that from so many people. I spoke to some of her family.
But Garcia's sister said Trump has not made any contact with her or other immediate relatives. And she criticized his effort to use her sister's killing to call for a border crackdown. Trump has made immigration central to his presidential campaign. He often uses violent and dehumanizing language when talking about the subject. In his speech yesterday, he called the situation at the border a bloodbath, and he described some migrants accused of crimes as animals. Number 4. The U.S. told Russia that Crocus City Hall was a possible terrorist target. Last month, gunmen killed more than 140 people at the Moscow concert venue and then set fire to it. It was the deadliest terror attack in Russia in 20 years. A branch of the Islamic State claimed responsibility. Yesterday, the Post reported that the U.S. had warned Russia that the venue was a potential target more than 2 weeks before the attack. It raises new questions about why Russian authorities failed to take stronger measures to protect the venue. The largest U.S. egg producer detected bird flu at a Texas plant. That's number 5. Yesterday, Calmaine Foods said it had paused operations at one of its facilities and destroyed about 2 million chickens. It did this after some of its poultry tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. This was the latest in a steady uptick of cases of the disease among U.S. farm animals in recent weeks. The bird flu has now been detected in dairy cows in multiple states and in 2 humans in the U.S. But officials say the risk to human health remains low. Number 6. A high-fat keto diet may help people with severe mental illness. Researchers at Stanford Medical recruited 23 patients diagnosed with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. After 4 months on a diet consisting of low-carb, high-fat foods, 79% of participants saw a clinically meaningful improvement in their psychiatric symptoms. The program also reduced the side effects of the patient's medications, which can include weight gain. The diet may have helped by correcting for metabolic issues and providing energy to the brain. But this was a small and relatively short study, so more research is needed. And at number 7, prisoners are suing to be allowed to see next week's solar eclipse. New York plans to lock down its prisons during the eclipse on Monday. Officials have cited unspecified safety concerns. But last week, 6 inmates filed a lawsuit in an attempt to let them see it. The inmates argue that the eclipse has religious significance. They said that by barring them from viewing it, the corrections department would be stripping them of their constitutional right to exercise their religion. This will be the first total solar eclipse visible in New York in nearly a century, and it's caused a flurry of excitement nationwide. More than 31 million people will be able to see the eclipse from their homes. As for the inmates, they face a race against time to have their case resolved before the historic event. That's the show for today. Thanks for listening. If you like the podcast, a great way to support our work is through a subscription to The Washington Post. Right now, you can get an all-access digital pass for $40 for the first year. To subscribe to The Post, go to washingtonpost.com/subscribe. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.